Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. www.realworldradio.fm.
Climate emergency, Scotland government urged to act. A group of activists from Friends of the Earth Scotland held last Friday an action outside the National Government building in Edinburgh to warn about the alarming increase of global warming and to demand more actions. The demonstration, which focused on the climate emergency, was part of the Global Day of Action Against Dirty Energy and for Climate Justice called by Friends of the Earth International on October the 13th and the 14th. Real World Radio interviewed Caroline Rance, climate and energy campaigner at Friends of the Earth Scotland, to know more about the action carried out on October the 13th and the organization's position about the climate crisis. Rance will be participating on November the 7th in the new round of UN negotiations on climate change in Bonn, Germany.
Real World Radio is speaking with Caroline Rance. She is a climate and energy campaigner at Friends of the Earth Scotland. Caroline, very, very welcome to Real World Radio. It's a pleasure being in touch with you.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be on your radio.
Caroline, on October 13th and 14th, we had this Global Day of Action of Friends of the Earth International against dirty energies and for climate justice. We know that in your country you organized activities regarding this special day. What could you tell us about that?
Sure. So on the Friday, the 13th of October, a group of activists from Friends of the Earth Scotland went to the headquarters of the Scottish Government in Edinburgh. And outside their headquarters, we inflated a huge globe. But this wasn't the normal blue and green Earth like we're used to seeing. We used satellite maps from NASA, which show the average air temperature rises across the planet. And so from these maps, we made a huge, fiery-looking orange and red globe that shows just how much and how dangerously the planet is hotting up. And we also shared some testimonies from people around the world who are already affected by climate change where they live. These were testimonies from farmers in Peru to farmers in Scotland, just talking about the impacts that they're already feeling from climate change. So our message was that the world is already warming, millions of people are already affected, and we were highlighting the climate emergency and asking Scotland to do more.
Okay, Caroline, how do you feel about the actions or the behavior that the Scottish government is having nowadays regarding this issue of climate change? Do you think, for example, that your government is doing well enough to fight this climate crisis in the national arena and also, I would say, in the international one?
Well, this is actually a really important year for climate change campaigning in Scotland. Our government is currently preparing new climate laws with new targets for reducing our greenhouse gas emissions. And Scotland has done very well. We've done really well with bringing in clean, renewable energy. We've already reduced our emissions quite a lot, but their proposals are quite disappointing. They suggest doing almost nothing extra until 2030, and we know that this is the most important decade to take action. So their proposals are quite disappointing. But they're doing some good things in other places. So we very recently had a ban on fracking in Scotland. And they've announced they're going to phase out fossil fuel cars by 2032 and bring in a just transition commission to make sure that the shift to the low carbon economy is fair to workers and communities. So they're doing good things in other places, and they care about climate change and they care about their action on the world stage. So we know that with actions like this and with people power and public pressure, we can push them to go a bit further.
And it's interesting what you said about the action when you mentioned that at some point you expressed or showed what the peasants in Peru, for example, are living due to the climate crisis internationally. How do you think that the government is linking what's happening in the north, what could happen in terms of people affected in the global south, for example?
So Scotland, our Scottish government, has a climate justice fund. It's actually one of the first countries to have a climate justice fund where they set up this pot of money to support countries in the global south who are affected by climate change. And this is obviously very welcome and it's one step, but they need to link up that action with the legislation and with the targets and make sure that the action that we take here in Scotland on the ground does enough to match up with the things that they say.
Okay, Caroline. So what would be your evaluation and Friends of the Earth Scotland evaluation about this Global Day of Action in your country? Do you think you reached what you had planned beforehand? And I would like also to know if you have any kind of plans for the near future.
So we're really happy to take part in the action. Particularly, it was really nice to feel like we were part of this amazing network all around the world and to realise that all of our struggles are connected and that we're all campaigning for the same things. And that was really important in sharing the message here in Scotland as well. And that helped us to talk about the fact that this is a global problem and it needs every country to play their part. And we had a lot of fun doing it as well, even though it's a serious issue. And lots of people going past on the bus in Edinburgh were enjoying seeing our giant globe. And in the future, well, we're expecting this new climate legislation in the new year. And we'll be campaigning on this an awful lot in the coming months to make sure that when the Act finally passes into legislation, that it has strong enough targets. And we're asking for those targets to be a cut in our emissions, 77% by 2030, and for Scotland to reach zero emissions by 2040. So that's really our focus in the next 6 months.
Okay, Caroline, we were having a short conversation before the interview and you let me know that you are going to participate in the next Conference of the Parties of the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, which will be held in Bonn, in Germany, starting the first days of November, quite soon. What are your plans as part also of the Friends of the Earth International delegation for this special moment, Caroline?
Well, first of all, we're actually going to bring with us to Bonn a group of activists from Scotland. So campaigners and activists from all across Scotland will travel together on the train to Bonn, and we'll take part in the civil society actions on the first weekend. And the rallies and the marches that are taking place. And then during the 2 weeks of the COP negotiations, we're also hoping that our climate change minister from Scotland will come out. And our message there is really that, you know, Scotland's emissions are a small percentage of the global total. We're not a big climate change emitter, but we can still have a big part to play. We're one of the first countries that is actually setting new climate laws after the Paris Agreement. And we really want our government to stand up and set the bar high so that all of the countries coming after us have to jump over that high bar and that we keep cutting our emissions. Because if Scotland is one of the first people and we set poor legislation, then that paves the way for everyone else. So we're saying that Scotland really has a role to play and we're going to be championing that and making sure that our ministers stand up and play their part.
Okay, it was Caroline Rass, the climate and energy campaigner at Friends of the Earth Scotland. Caroline, you have been very kind. Congratulations for the action and activities in the last days. And thanks again for your time and for your speech.
Thank you. It's really nice to speak to you.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words. Building popular communications by Fowai.